US President Donald Trump says he won't destroy the world economy by sanctioning Saudi Arabia over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This is despite President Trump conceding that the Saudi crown prince may have had knowledge of the killing in Istanbul last month. Alexandra Fisher has the latest.
Donald Trump has defied pressure from US politicians to impose tougher sanctions on Saudi Arabia. Instead, he's vowing to remain a steadfast partner of the Middle Eastern country.
It's all about America first. We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China and everybody else have them. Saudi Arabia, if we broke with them, I think your oil prices would go through the roof. I've kept them down.
Jamal Khashoggi was murdered in early October during a visit to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. According to US media reports, the CIA believes Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the murder.
And it's just like I said, I think it was very, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. The CIA has looked at it, they've studied it a lot, they have nothing definitive.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has defended the president's support of Saudi Arabia, and he says the U.S. has already taken sufficient action.
There has been an enormous effort with respect to fact-finding pertaining to the death, the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. A lot of U.S. resources have been devoted to determining the facts to the best of our ability to determine precisely what happened there. The United States took a very strong response. We have sanctioned 17 individuals in connection with that investigation.
Khalil Dushan is the director of the research organization Arab Center Washington, and he's criticized Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo for not levying additional punitive measures against Saudi Arabia.
It's a slap in the face of the intelligence community to start with. And essentially what we have heard from both of them is a joint kind of pardon, presidential pardon, of the Saudi side of those whoever at the highest levels ordered or perpetrated the crime against Jamal Khashoggi on October 2nd.
Not all Republicans are on side. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, said there was strong bipartisan support in Congress for serious sanctions against Saudi Arabia, including appropriate members of the royal family. Khalil Dushan says Donald Trump's stance on the issue makes the United States look more like a banana republic than a superpower.
He undermines his own intelligence community. He undermines his own administration. He undermines the credibility of the country, which to me is much more important than his own or that of the intelligence community.
Meanwhile, the Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu says Turkey isn't satisfied with the level of cooperation it's receiving from Saudi Arabia, and it may seek a formal United Nations inquiry into the killing if discussions with Riyadh come to an impasse.
Cinayet işlemediğini düşünüyoruz.
We believe that nobody came to Turkey without pre-planning first. Any investigation should be conducted according to Turkish law. They have to be handed over to Turkey. We should have cooperation.
That's the Turkish Foreign Minister ending that report by Alexandra Fisher.